Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. It is Halloween night, and some people are out celebrating with their children and going from house to house and doing trunk and treats. So many wonderful things are going on in the community for our children tonight, so I know that possibly you were not thinking about listening to my show tonight, but for those of you who have tuned in, I thank you so very much. I really appreciate you. I love that we have an audience that has continued to follow us since 2008. Veronica and I could not be more pleased. This is your first time tuning in. Thank you so much. If you're a longtime listener, thank you as well. So I'm just going to jump right in and tell you a little bit about the Issues Concerning Women radio show. And I want to welcome you to the show tonight. I'm Francine Humphrey. My co-host is Veronica McMillan. She may jump on tonight. And she is the founder and CEO of Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated. Now, Veronica has been helping small nonprofit organizations become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 organizations. And so I'm going to give you Veronica's information before the show ends. If you want to get in touch with her, please do so info@micrononprofitnetwork.org. So I'll give it to you again before I go. And Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in the areas of business, careers, housing, finance, and life skills. We offer advocacy services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. Our vision is to empower women through hands-on demonstrations, details of home ownership, career development, investing for retirement, exercise and nutrition class, entrepreneurship, relationship building, and adult literacy programs. So, we are dedicated to making a difference in our community. Veronica and I, our mission is to create economic independence for all women by providing a voice to those that would otherwise not be heard. ICW was created to encourage all to take charge of their lives and to become educated and savvy about all aspects of life. So we thank you for tuning in to the show. And if you would like to contact me afterwards, you can go to my email at icwdirector@gmail.com, or if you want to contact Veronica, go to info@micrononprofitnetwork.org. So I'm so excited to be with you tonight, and we are just going to talk a little bit about some of the things that are going on in the community. We know that it's a lot of different educational programs that are out there. But we want to share some things with you tonight, and I want to bring Veronica on and let her say hello to our audience. Good evening, Veronica.
Good evening, Francine, my friend. Hello,
audience.
I am well, my love. How are you?
I'm just fantastic. It is. I was just telling them it's Halloween night, so some people probably didn't think we would be on tonight, but we are here and always excited to be, here for our audience and to share information. And so, Veronica, I've already introduced us and I've given them contact information. But what I would like for you to do, Veronica, is to tell them about your programs that you have once a month. I know that the Micro Nonprofit Network is growing. I am so excited. I am thrilled as punch, as they say, and peacock proud. So I'm so proud of you, my sister. So can you tell them about a little bit about what you did last Saturday and how you help small nonprofits?
Yeah, thank you, Francine. Basically, last Saturday was our strategy cafe. We do a strategy cafe quarterly. And basically what we were doing was primarily just bringing nonprofits together to really talk about their fundraising plan for their, you know, 2019-2020 year. So we did that, and we're doing that on a quarterly basis. But what I'm excited about today, I went to the Overseas Foundation to their symposium, and they have a capacity building arm, it's not really necessarily an arm, but what they have is, what they're trying to do is reach out into the community and help nonprofits to build capacity or what have you. And so I had the opportunity to sit with several nonprofits, and also going to be sitting with the grant funder or the grant manager there to talk about kind of strategizing and partnering with them on some stuff. And then in the room were four other nonprofits that I did some work with years ago. And we exchanged numbers and all of that stuff. And so I got to set up some meetings to sit down with them to talk about how they can collaborate with us. And then basically this year, what I want to add to is the internship hub. And the internship hub is just really where interns sort of kind of pitch. It's almost like a Shark Tank for nonprofits, but it's going to be more the internship piece of it. And so I had a young lady to reach out to me. And so we're going to be developing that over the 2020 year. And I know, Francine, with you, with your work with Brian and Stratton and all of that stuff. And so it's some things that we're going to iron out and things that we're going to be launching in 2020. We can't tell all, but yeah, definitely the thing with OBC, I think, is going to be a great thing, because they're also partnering with the Center for Nonprofit Excellence, and got some irons in the fire there as well. So that's kind of what, you know, what's on the horizon. We're still, you know, massaging this thing, but our 2020 is looking like, you know, a rosier year than what 2019 was. So yeah, so that's a little bit. I got long-winded that time, but
no, you're good. And you just go right into my segue, because I actually had a meeting this evening at Bryant Stratton College. I have a new intern that I brought on board, because, you know, throughout the year, I will bring them into issues concerning women to help us, you know, do some things around the office or some things online. And my young lady, her name is Juanetta, and she's going to kill me because I wrote her last name down and I don't know what I did with the piece of paper. But if Juanetta is listening, I am so excited to be working with her. She is an accountant major at Bryant Stratton College. She's already in her field, so which is wonderful, but she still has to do her internship. And so, Veronica, what you were just talking about, this kind of like segues right into that. So I'm looking forward to working with her, going to have her come shadow me a little bit and be able to help me do some things online and help me to grow the organization. So I'm really, really excited. So Juanetta, please forgive me for forgetting the sheet of paper. I think it's probably in the car, because she knows I was running home to get on the show. So, but I did want to shout out to her and to Brighton Stratton College, to Rhonda and Alex for making the connection. And I'm just looking forward to a great end of the year, ending on a strong note, and then going right into 2020 with some of the programs that we're going to be introducing. So bravo to you, my sister, and I'm so excited with all the things that are coming down the pipeline. We're ending strong strong this year, so this is the last 2 months, November and December. So I want to say to anybody who's listening, you still got 2 months to get it done. So don't fall back now just because it's, winter time and, you know, holidays are coming. You got to stay on track. You got to stay focused, because this is when things start to happen, when you least expect them to be happening. And so if you're not in the game at this particular time, guess what? In January, you're going to be a whole quarter behind everybody else who's been working towards their new year. So this is where we are. I'm so excited about it, and I'm so glad that things are looking rosy for 2020. So Veronica, I wanted to talk a little bit about, since it was Halloween, let's talk about some things that are scary to some people. And we've been talking about it all year, but we're just going to label it tonight. So what's so scary about starting a nonprofit? So tell them, Veronica, what's scary about it? Or not scary?
I think I think basically what's scary about it is that they get so overwhelmed with information. You know what I mean? They get information from the cousin, information from Google, information from going to a workshop, you know, information from other business people. They know they want to launch, but they just don't know how, or you get so much information that it sort of stagnates you, and you get scared and you don't want to launch, you know, because of the fact that there's a lot of services that are duplications of services or what have you, or similar to that. So I think that that's what's scary for them, that they really don't have anyone to sort of kind of hold their hand. And it's crazy because of the fact that a gentleman in the room, I got to get, you know, connected with him, because he was saying, you know, that what was happening is that nonprofits were really wasn't talking to each other. And so one of the things that he said, I really wish that we could kind of get together as different nonprofits and stuff and get together. And I had my head, hey, hold up, we're doing that.
Organizations.
And so that's one of the partnerships, you know, that's with the Suffolk Library and some of the other nonprofits and stuff that are larger nonprofits than what we are. But we've already launched what they're talking about doing. And so when they heard that, that was sort of kind of like, oh, my God. And then the lady from the Center for Excellence, Nonprofit Excellence, was saying, hey, I'm going to need your card, because, again, we've been all year long talking about what we're doing, all this stuff, what we're doing, business, for-profit and nonprofit business. Nobody knew that we had already, we've been a year ahead of you all with this stuff, and y'all talking about doing it, so there's no need to reinvent the wheel. You all can do some stuff with us, and we can move this mobile strategy cafe anywhere that we need to move it in the Commonwealth. And so I think basically what's happening is people do, they just get so much information that they get overwhelmed and they don't know what step to take next. So that would be what I think is scary.
Okay. And the same with starting a small business. You hear from everybody, and everybody's already done it. Some people have a business plan. Some people don't. Some people shoot from the hip. Some people just go out and just open 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 businesses. You know, they just want to do it, and that's what they do. And so when people hear that, they was like, well, man, why am I spending all this time getting educated, and when I could just go out there and open a business? Now, let me just say this. Some people, it does work for that person. Because if they have, and the reason why it works is because they don't quit. And so that's what I have to tell people. It's not that they cut through all the red tape. It was because that's what they wanted. They were determined to get it, and they kept doing it. Swim, sink, or fail, they were going to do it regardless. And then some people overthink it because they hear so much. It was like, well, I can't start this year because I don't have a business plan. Yes, you can. You can start part-time. You know, well, I can't start this year because I don't have any money in the bank. Yes, you can, because everything is not about the money in the bank. It's about having some coins set aside. Yes. So if you're still working, you can actually start your business now. This is the perfect time to start your business if you're still working, and start it part-time so that you can gain the knowledge that you need. And even if somebody was fortunate enough, and I know this lady that she's been opening several businesses, and she's doing really, really well, but that's not the norm. That's not everybody. Mm-hmm. Everybody can't do that. You know, everybody can't just throw it out there and sink or swim, because that one, they don't have the mindset. And see, it's all about what you think about yourself. Because if you believe that you can do it, you can do it. See, that's the secret to success. You know, we can read all the books we want. And they told us this when we were in elementary school, but we weren't listening because we were still trying to find, you know, the Tony Robbins of the world and the Les Browns and go, you know, and these people are all wonderful. Wonderful people. I've studied under some of them. And so they're all wonderful. They're all great coaches. But everybody doesn't learn the same way. And so that's why some people are so afraid, because they hear, you know, well, I'm not a Les Brown. I'm not educated. I can't motivate anybody to do anything. I can hardly get myself out of bed. Well, probably you're not the right person to start a business. You can't even get up in the morning by yourself, you know. So you really have to know who you are. But don't think for 1 minute that anybody is smarter than you, because they're not. or just because they have more money than you that they're going to be more successful. Most businesses fail within the first 5 years, and that's another mm-hmm. scary part for people. Why? Because, one, they don't keep going, and they're almost there, and then they quit. That's the number one thing. Or the other thing is they run out of money because they really didn't plan well. Even though they may have had the strong inkling to do it and the right mindset, they just did not plan well. And I don't tell any of my clients to go out here and quit your job to start your business. That's a decision that you have to make with you and your family and your loved ones, and making sure that you're going to be taken care of. There is nothing like struggling in your business. I've done it. It does not feel good. It does not look good on you. And so please don't do it. So the other thing I wanted to talk about tonight, Veronica, since it is the holiday season, how can we keep moving forward, putting one step in front of the other during this holiday season? What advice would you give to somebody who's listening tonight?
I think you just said it. You just got to keep putting one foot in front of the other, and that understand that failure is a part of the process. And I think that for a lot of people, basically they don't understand that. I think the reason why we're still here today is that we've not given up. And boy, have I had a lot of failure. Like last month, you were just talking me off of the ledge. And so I was like, But I think for businesses to stay in there, because again, all of this stuff that, you know, we've done all year long here, this one meeting sort of kind of tip the scale a little bit, and here I am going to be able to. Now, I received a grant from the Obese Foundation in 2007 and 2008. Well, they basically then gone through a leadership change and all of that stuff, and then their partnership with the nonprofit, Center for Nonprofit Excellence, I think is excellent as well. And just sitting in the room and looking at some colleagues that like, for example, the Boys and Girls Club. The young man that when I did the program with him at his center, he was just the center coordinator. Now here he is in a leadership role, so he's a decision maker. So we're getting at all that talk. So it was just
wonderful.
You know, sometimes you have that one thing that happens that tips the scale, and everything that you've been doing, you know, sort of kind of comes to rise because of the fact, or comes to the head because of the fact that you've been. You know, you're putting the times and the energies in, and you know about a project that I told you, hey, this is just beautiful for us, because I believe that these are the things that, and just like you said, the last 2 months out of the year coming up, and these things just start popping up to start your 2020. Now, will there be some things that could happen that may slow things down? I'm sure, but you still keep on pushing. You just keep on pushing. That's how you got to do this thing, because you're going to have more no's than you're going to have yeses. But all you need is the right yes to turn this thing, you know, back in to this stable position that you thought you were going to be in at the beginning of the year, that all of a sudden it's starting to show up at the end of the year. So I think it's just that, Francine, to just keep on keeping on.
Absolutely. And we talked about this all year long about sometimes scaling it back and going back to the basics. I've knew the past couple of weeks I've gotten some phone calls from some ladies, because they know what Issues Concerning Women is all about, you know, about helping the community and helping women start their businesses, or even in their personal life with some life coaching, because Veronica and I have done that as well. We've teamed together and been able to help people just move the needle forward in their lives, you know. So whether it was business or their personal life, we still can do that, even though we've been focused more on the nonprofit side and the small business side. But a lot of women are still struggling. They're still not able to pay their bills. I don't know what that was. They're still not able to pay their bills. They still need help, and they just don't know where to get help from. And so when Issues Concerning Women first started, that was one of the things that we were doing. And we still would do that, and we still would help a sister when we can, but the funds are just not there. And so I know sometimes, like we say, we have to go back to the beginning. What got me started in this was to really be able to help. But in order for me to help, I have to have the funds that I need so that I can help somebody else. And I have to learn how to say, you know what, not at this time, even though I never want to turn anybody away, because, you know, we get blessed because we do want to help women. But we also know at this point in our businesses, we have to make sure that our needs are met first. And it's just, and I was telling one of my people that I coached today that it's just like when you're on an airplane and they tell you if the plane is about to go down, you get your oxygen first. And then you can help somebody else. And see, Veronica, for a lot of women and a lot of organizations, whether small, big, or indifferent, we haven't been doing that. We haven't been taking care of ourselves. Right. We've been taking care of everybody else. You know, we do a lot of free stuff still, you know, free workshops. Mm-hmm. We're putting ourselves out there. We're printing our own materials. We're putting toolkits together. We have books for you to read. We're doing all of these things. And you'll come to us. Yeah, when you need something, but when we invite you to come to something of ours, you're not there. But I see you going everywhere else when it's somebody else is in town and they're charging $99 to $149. You can go to that, but you're not. And then they leave. And I've always talked about this, so I don't feel I'm not mad about it. It's just the truth.
Right.
You know, and then when they leave, you're coming back to us. The small business that's here and saying, hey, I need help. But I just saw you on Facebook with your book, your T-shirt, and a headband on, you know? So I'm just like, you know, I'm just like wondering what is going on.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that scares me about the community. You know, it scares me because are you using us, or is it just that, you weren't thinking at the time that I was going to see you on Facebook, and now you're calling me, telling me that you need something, and I'm just baffled by that. And so going into the new year, Veronica, and I know you can chime in on this one as soon as I get finished with this little rant I'm here to do. We're going to make sure that we are taking care of the micro nonprofit network and that we're taking care of issues concerning women. And then we'll be able to take care of, you know, Jane and Lottie and everybody else, because it takes money for us to do this. My husband has cut me off. I don't know about your husband, right? He was like, okay, you want to do something? Well, you better sell some dinners or something, you know? So, you know, if you want to have that money. I'm teasing, but, and I hope people really understand that we love what we do. And I wouldn't change a thing about anything that I've done because I did it from my heart. So that's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is that we need to, going into 2020, Veronica and I are going to be taking care of our needs so that we can still continue to help in the community. And Veronica, you can just say what you need to say about that. So.
Exactly. And I think you just said it all, friend. then basically you're doing what you say, and then sticking close together. You and I have stuck close together for years, and basically, you know, your primary focus is issues concerning women. My primary focus is the micro nonprofit network. But we help each other. We crisscross the aisles and say, hey, can I help you with that? Can I support you over here? Can we do what we do? And we lock arms like that, and we have not let go. And I think what happens for people is, oh, God, as soon as it's not working, it ain't working, I'm going to let go. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
No. You find those people that you lock arms with, and they are your ride or die people, because sooner or later, something is going to break. It may not all break at one time. It might be a dribble, a dribble, a dribble, and then you have a suddenly. And so I think more importantly, people have to learn to stick together with those people who authentically and genuinely got you. Your business model may not be the exact same thing, but you crisscross the aisles and help each other. And when one go up, both go up, and you're supporting each other. And I was saying to some ladies I met the other day for coffee, I was saying to them, if the scale is tipped to your side and you are the only one winning, this is not a good partnership. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Because it has to be something where you can lock on and everybody wins, because we keep on trying, keep on trying. We keep on knocking till something. We keep throwing rocks at something. Something is going to break after a while, and that's what you got to do. And so, because it's running around to everybody and trying to find a fix isn't working. And I think that's what you're saying. You run around to everybody trying to find a fix rather than staying in there and helping each other with your businesses until something breaks and take off, because both of you or both organizations are going to win. And once you get win in your sale, you just keep making it happen.
Absolutely. That is awesome. And that's just what I'm talking about. You know, it just is. I was telling the young lady today at the meeting that I was in, you know, she said, you do a lot. And I'm like, but it all is full circle for me. Everything I do just comes back to issues concerning women, you know. So even if I'm selling an insurance policy and really I don't sell, I educate, and then I help you decide what you want to do with your, you know, your policy as far as your benefits and your tax-free retirement. I don't sell insurance, but, you know, I always look at what I'm doing, and it took me so long, Veronica, to put the two pieces together, you know, because I was trying to, like, at one point in time, keep them separate. But everything I do is full circle. Everything I do is my ministry. Everything I do, I'm mindful of what I'm doing. And even more so now, as we go into this end of this year, I'm mindful of, you know, all that we've done and accomplished this year, because a lot has happened in just this short period of time. Because even at the beginning of the year, I wasn't like full steam ahead because I had some health challenges. And we all do from time to time. And I think the thing that really, really made me wake up is, like, you don't know how much time you have here. You know, none of us do. So if you're spending time with people who don't really care about you, and they're only, like you said, tipping their scale towards them, then that's a waste of time. And time is something you can't get that back. You can't get that back. And so for going into 2020, I know we have an election coming up November the 5th, so I'm encouraging everybody to get out there and vote. We just took seniors on yesterday to get the vote out, so I'm excited about that. And it's time for a change, because we see that our nation is in turmoil. And the only way that change is going to come is if we do it, because nobody's going to ride in here in Hampton Roads on a white horse and save us. We have to save ourselves. So with that being said, Veronica, please tell them how they can get in touch with you if they're interested in attending any of your workshops or just calling you and getting more information.
Certainly. Email at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org or our website at themicrononprofitnetwork.org, and by phone at 757-572-0974. Only serious callers, please.
Yes, indeed. And that's what we're all about. We have, Veronica and I have a new attitude. We, you know, and it's not bad. It's just that, hey, do not call if you just don't just want to ask me questions, you know. Don't call me. You can just meet me somewhere, you know. So when you see me, ask me all the questions you want. Because I just want to know that people are serious and they're about their business, because we are. And we've been doing this thing for a long time. And we see what's going on out there. And we see, you know, new businesses spring up every single day. But you got to have some skin in the game in order to be successful, because it does hurt and it's painful when you're out there and you're trying to do something and you feel like there's nobody there for you. We're here for you. We've been here. We're not going anywhere. So please call us. My number is 757-567-6734. My email address is icwdirector@gmail.com, and you can go to the website at issuesconcerningwomen.org. We're here for you. We hope we didn't scare you too much, because it is Halloween. It's like Miss France, hey, where are you going tonight? You know, but please be careful out there. We love you. Please tune in next week to the Issues Concerning Women Radio Talk Show. Veronica, have a great night, and I will see you soon, my sister.
All righty. You take care. Bye-bye, all.
Okay. Bye-bye. God bless you all, and we'll be back next Thursday for the Issues Concerning Women Radio Talk Show. God bless. have been listening to the Issues Concerning Women radio talk show. I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and my co-host is Veronica McMillan. We will see you next Thursday, same time, same station. Bye-bye.